Defining your style with vintage clothes. How would you define your style? Smart, casual, sporty? These days, vintage clothes are back in fashion. But why?
The term vintage is used to describe things from the past. When it comes to clothes, this could be anything from a 1920s flapper dress to a pair of 1970s flared jeans. The most popular vintage items tend to come from the 20th century. Clothes older than this are usually considered antiques. But vintage is a broad term, and even brand new items made in styles of the past are often called vintage.
Vintage clothing has been popular in the UK and the USA for several years. But recently, there's been an authentic vintage boom. There are vintage tea rooms, vintage hairdressers, vintage jewellers, vintage tattoo designs, and even vintage weddings. In London, there's a lively vintage clothes scene around the areas of Brick Lane in the East End, Portobello near Notting Hill, and Camden Market in the north of London. But every large town or city in the UK has its shops or market stalls selling vintage clothes. So why is vintage suddenly so popular? There are a number of reasons. For a start, singers such as Duffy and Paloma Faith often wear vintage clothes, as did the late Amy Winehouse. And songs by these artists have been called vintage pop, because they're similar in style to songs from the 50s and 60s.
Many recent TV series have also had an effect. The clothes worn on shows such as Downton Abbey, Mad Men, and Boardwalk Empire have shown us what fashions from those eras were like. Films have contributed to the vintage boom too. Director Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby, which stars Leonardo DiCaprio, is based on F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic novel, set in 1922. Fashion experts are predicting that the film will inspire a 1920s fashion revival when it comes out.